Welcome to Ripstop on the Record, a podcast where fabric enthusiasts and DIY gurus discuss all things make your own gear, with the occasional poor attempt at comedy to keep it interesting. I'm Kyle Baker, the owner and founder of Ripstop by the Roll, and we're excited to have you listening. Hey everybody, welcome to Ripstop on the Record. I don't know what episode it is. We've been here at Trail Days for 3 days now, so I don't remember hardly anything, but we needed to do an intro, so I'm doing it right now. What's up, Isaac?
What's up, Jameson?
I don't know. I think I'm great. It's been quite a lot, but
I don't know if it's been 3 days or 3 years or three.
Feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
Trail Days has been super fun though. I kind of want to talk a little bit about our booth and what we have and then what people can look for on the site afterwards because we have some extra stuff to sell
Just
a little bit about what we've seen. Let's start with our booth and what we've had going on. Okay. So this year we've had the Gear Gallery, is what we've called, or the Maker Gallery. We've had 8 companies here, 3 of them present in person to show off what they make. So we've had UGQ, this custom quilt. We've had a Superior Wilderness Designs and all these packs. Sam Bob is and their fleeces. We've had patterns from Learn MYOG. Hightail Designs is here in person. Almonds Right was here in person.
Yes, they were.
And we had
Natural Pack.
And I think I'm forgetting one more.
Everybody.
There's
Walhalla.
And Walhalla. Jason Flower sent us a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
It's been super fun. We also gave away 80 DZP kits. So we gave those away to everybody. So I think we gave out like 700 of these DIY kits.
I think there's like maybe 3 left.
I hope so. Been looking at those forever. Yeah. We partnered with Lighten Equipment and we did a limited edition, or actually really one of a kind, AT Tora jacket and quilt. This super cool hunter green, mustard yellow, and AT logo all over it. Mm. That was a huge hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a little bit about our booth. Isaac, what is the craziest thing that you've seen at Trail Days so far?
People or gear related?
No, we're going to get to gear later. I'm just talking about like the personalities at Trail Days and like give people the glimpse of what we've witnessed and experienced this weekend.
It's just a very interesting crowd, you know. I mean, like everybody, a lot of people are here while they're hiking the AT, so there's a lot of people with packs, a lot of people with really long hair and facial hair. And then there's a lot of people with like really well kept hair and
a lot of people haven't bathed in a while.
Yeah, a lot of smells. but overall, it's a really cool experience.
Most interesting costume you've seen?
I saw somebody dressed as a fox yesterday, and it was like it was probably like 80 degrees.
Yeah,
and he was in like or they were in a you know a full like fox costume. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. What is the most interesting piece of gear that you've seen?
I don't know. So the RAB booth is set up right across from us. They have a new rain jacket that I think they have released it before, but they have like a new variant now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the
Phantom,
and it's more like geared towards the running community, but it's super lightweight. It's like 90 grams. It's a quarter zip, 2.5 layer, waterproof, breathable.
Yeah.
And, I'm really thinking that I might buy one, but
I'm not far behind you potentially. I hope my wife doesn't listen to this episode. There's so much cool stuff here. I mean, like I was just talking to Levi, so I don't repeat all of the stuff that I said. So if you hear that, just go back and listen to that. But Isaac, what else have you seen gear wise?
So let's see, the Evolved Supply Co. Released their new jacket. They partnered with Enlightened Equipment to make that. That was a pretty cool jacket.
Yep.
I've been in the market for some new boots to ruck in, and
dude, we don't say that word on the podcast.
Yeah, a friend of ours put me onto this brand recently called Salewa.
They were giving away, as I like to call them, Reno socks this week.
Yeah,
short for merino.
They had some really nice merino blend socks, but I got to try on some of their boots. I think I'm probably gonna buy some of those too. So.
Yeah.
It's just been a great weekend for spending money. You know?
Absolutely. And free stuff, though. I've gotten one of the Hydro Pack collapsible cups, free merino socks, a collapsible bowl, a carabiner.
Some really sick chapstick from Hyperlite Mountain Gear.
I love
chapstick.
Oh, so. You know what gear I did mention earlier with Levi is the thing I became aware of this week, this is foolish. I know they've existed, but I don't know this company, was Dry Fox, that towel.
You bought
one of those.
Yep.
I'm really stoked. I've been looking for like a super compact, lightweight, but full-size towel just to have always in my car, in my bag, whatever.
Yep.
That one's cool. It's like sand resistant, microfiber, so it dries really quickly. It's I think 6x3 or something. So yeah, it's a good sized towel, and it's 8 ounces.
Yeah.
I think. No.
It had some really cool designs, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good patterns and everything. Right. It's been really fun. Person you're most excited to meet or talk to this weekend?
It was really interesting to meet Darwin from Darwin on the Trail.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Kind of a celebrity around here. I mean, especially with the new gear company that he's doing, it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's so interesting to kind of see these like YouTube celebrities and like be used to seeing them on a screen and seeing them like interacting with their community in that way, but then to see them in real life is kind of
backpacking YouTube IRL.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Yeah. It's been really fun to just see everybody. Like Matt from RedPaw, we talk about all the time. We got to hang out with him last night.
Yeah.
Trent from Athletipack. If you haven't seen that, please go check that product out. We got to meet and hang out with people from Hyperlite. Mateo from Z-Pax.
You hung out with some people from Enlightened Equipment last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We saw... forgetting names now, it's been kind of a long weekend. It's been really fun to get to meet all those people. There's a lot of other people I'm not remembering and associated them if I don't remember your name, but it's been a blast. And maybe the best part though is meeting the dogs. A lot of good dogs.
Yeah, lots of dogs.
Oh, products. I forgot to mention this. So we will have a bunch of products going on the site after this weekend. Give us like a week to recover. Some of us are gonna take some PTO after this because it's been a very long weekend. I think yesterday I was up at 6:15. I didn't go to bed until 2. So that's kind of where we're at. All amazing, good energy, but I'm exhausted. So these hats that I'm wearing right here, the MYOG Topo hats, technical trucker from Boco Gear, those are going to go up on the site this week, or not this week. They will go up on the site after this week. Our exclusive roll top dry bags with this pattern, whatever you see in this quilt, we printed this in a roll top dry bag. So we'll have those going up on the site and other stuff. So if you want to check those out, keep an eye on social media and on the new products tab. All right, Isaac, let's wrap this thing up. Thank you to everyone that has come out to our booth this weekend. Hey everyone, welcome to Ripstop on the Record. We are here live in Damascus, Virginia at AT Trail Days. So we're talking to some companies that we've had in our booth. We've had a really good weekend. So we're going to kick it off here with David from Hightail. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
This is your first time at Trail Days, right?
It is, yeah.
What have you thought about it so far?
It's been great. Really awesome crowd, great people here. It's been really cool to see so many of our longtime customers walking around with our product on. And seeing product come back, it's done thousands of miles. It's been great. Yeah.
The age factor is kind of cool to see. It's fun to see how the material changes and the patterns. They don't really look worse. They look like an old map kind of, you know?
Yeah, it's one of the best parts about the Dyneema fabric that we use is as it breaks in, it's kind of like good denim or good leather.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of gets a patina to it.
Yeah.
It gets more fabric-like. It's cool.
So... although this is your first time at Trail Days, you've been to a lot of events. What's sticking out to you about a hiker event?
I think there's just a chill atmosphere here that you just feel like you're kind of amongst one big family. Like everybody kind of gets each other.
No judgment zone here.
Yeah, like no judgment. It's just laid back, very casual. It's really one of those events where a stranger is somebody you just haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of events I like to seek out. So, yeah, it's been cool to meet everybody.
Seems like you guys have been doing well. I mean, you brought a ton of product, and I've seen your grid rack constantly busy the whole day pretty much.
Right. Yeah, we've been busy. We've sold a lot of fanny packs. It's been great. We do have the advantage of our product kind of catching the eye of people. Yeah. And we're somewhat used to that.
Sure.
So yeah, when we, people see it and they come up and, we have a lot of confidence in our product. So we know when we tell people about it that they're going to want it. So
for anyone listening that's not familiar with Hightail Designs, give us the elevator pitch on what it is that you all do.
So the elevator pitch would be, first off, that we make everything out of the best materials we can get our hands on, and we make them with an enormous amount of attention to detail. So my partner, Connor, who couldn't be here this weekend, he is incredibly meticulous. The amount of care and effort he puts in into making sure everything goes out the door perfectly, it really shows up in our product. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we created this product because we felt like there needed to be a gear brand that took quality seriously but didn't take the design too seriously, everyone's out here to have fun. Everyone's out here to express themselves. And art is the way that we express ourselves, you know. So we try and have a little something for everybody, something unique, you know, so not everybody's walking around with the same three designs.
I think that's a place that our brands intersect really well. So I mean, like, our, like, on the banners over there, we have printed, you have the ability to create your own path, kind of saying, like, let's not make outdoor gear black and white all the time.
For sure.
And for you, you guys have championed that cause for sure, while also keeping products or materials at a high quality.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let's see. What sort of new products, what kind of things can we expect from Hightail in the coming months? What can you tell us, if anything?
Okay, so I have to be careful not to get myself in trouble because we have a couple releases in the works that are kind of like skunk works, secret stuff. We don't want people to beat us to the punch on. We have one really exciting Dyneema product coming out that we know for a fact has never been made on Dyneema before.
Sweet.
I'm going to leave that in a shroud of mystery. We do have a lot of new Alpha hoodies coming out. Yeah. We've been doing some really cool printing on the Alpha fleece using our sublimation printing.
That's unique.
So yeah, there will be some neat ones of those coming out. We've got a lot of new artwork in the works. So sort of our tried and true classics, like our fanny packs and our stuff sacks. We're going to have new artists, new colorways, all kinds of stuff like that coming out as well.
I want to chat about Alpha for a minute, because that is kind of like one of the hottest things in the hiking market. We've seen a bunch this weekend from other brands that are here. And it's awesome. You've tested it. I bet you've. I've heard about a couple of your trips.
Yeah.
For anyone that's not aware of Alpha Direct, what could you say about why it's so popular right now?
So, I mean, the best thing about it is you get a dynamic insulation out of it, right? So, like, when you're moving, the air is coming through it, and you're not overheating. But then when you stop moving, it kind of starts to trap air. So it's kind of like two different levels of warm that it keeps you. So I really appreciate that aspect of it. Honestly, the best thing is it's just so soft. You know, it's so soft that you can finish a hike and just go to bed in it.
Yeah.
And you know, if it's cold enough that your head kind of poking out of your sleeping bag is, you know, getting chilly, you can pull the hood up. The way we make ours, the hood kind of like squeezes soft to the face.
Yeah.
So it just keeps your ears and your head warm, but it's not like, you know, a lot of, if you fall asleep in a wool hat, sometimes it kind of gets itchy underneath it. The Alpha is nice and soft. It doesn't get itchy.
My favorite part is the packability. I mean, for insulation, it's like a tale as old as time a little bit, right? Like, your down jacket's always going to be more compressible than your synthetic jacket, but then you have the difficulties with down, and it's just insane. Plus, like, the layering systems, it's so exciting to see.
Yeah, it makes a great base layer, too. Yeah. If you can wear it underneath something that'll block the wind, then it can keep you really warm.
And then pair that, all those features, plus more of Alpha Direct, not a sales pitch, but check it out.
Yeah.
Not to mention with your printability. So Hightail's known for the artistry and the artwork on your fanny packs, and now you're transferring that to Alpha Direct. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, so my main background is in dye sublimation printing.
Okay.
That's what I was doing long before we got into Hightail. So we kind of bring that expertise to bring a print quality to all the fabrics that we work with that we feel is a cut above, you know, most of our competition.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Are there brands that inspire what you guys do? Like, when you look around, what are you seeing that's taking you there? Or is it just the trips that you're going on and the things that, that you're doing that inspire your designs?
Definitely both of them. I mean, obviously that's a better question for my partner that does most of the design work. You know, we have a great relationship with a lot of different brands. We do a lot of collaborations. We certainly have, you know, bigger brands that have been around longer that we look up to. And I wouldn't say we try and copy or emulate anybody. But we definitely take some inspiration. And when we're in the design process, like, the main question we ask ourselves is, how can we improve upon what's already out there? That's really at the forefront of our mind. In terms of the artwork, Connor just kind of has like a Midas touch for that. He sees something and he knows, like, that's the artwork that needs to be on a fanny pack.
Yeah.
You know, so one of our newest designs is an artist that's local to us in Philly. And he'd actually done a mural in our favorite ramen restaurants. And we're sitting there eating ramen and we're like, we need this on a fanny pack. And so now it's on a fanny pack.
Yeah. That's so cool. So you'll take that inspiration from anywhere. I mean, you guys...
Anywhere.
You're Huntington, or are you...
So our shop is in Huntington Valley,
okay.
Pennsylvania. We basically just say Philly because the Philadelphia line is like 100 yards from our office.
So we've got a couple fun things related to this event specifically. First of all, have you made your way to Tent City yet?
We witnessed it. We just kind of checked it out. I mean, honestly, I think my biggest regret from the event is not having gone over there and really spent the quality time after the sun goes down. You know, waking up in the morning, getting caffeinated, talking with customers and meeting people. Thanks me for not having gone over there.
Fair enough.
But the fun-loving side of me kind of wishes that I'd spent more time over there. So definitely next year, we're going to make a dedicated effort to,
I love that.
To make a bigger appearance.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite part of the AT, David?
Favorite part of the AT? Well, so I grew up about 25 minutes away from McAfee's Knob, which I know is the most photographed part of the AT. I have a really funny story about that. I'd always wanted to see Killarney National Forest in Ireland. And I'd finally made it over to Ireland, and I had just seen Killarney National Forest. And my buddy and I had gone into a bar, and we were talking to a bartender, just told her, you know, I'd just seen my bucket list location. And, you know, she asked where I was from. I said, you know, Southwestern Virginia. And she said, oh, McAfee's Knob, I've always wanted to go there. And it was just such a humbling experience to realize that I'd grown up in her bucket list location, and she'd grown up in my bucket list location. So I've done McAfee's Knob, you know, more times than I can count. That's a spot that I love. Also, the 100-mile stretch through Shenandoah. I've spent a lot of time there. Unparalleled beauty. So I'd have to say one of those two areas would be my favorite spots,
Was there a company or person or thing that you were most excited to see at Trail Days?
I mean, honestly, you guys at Ripstop. It was nice to see you guys. You know, we've been working together for a long time, and I'd never actually had a chance to meet anybody myself. I was pretty excited to meet the guys at Townshirt. We've been doing some collabs with them. Really excited to meet Mayor from Kula Cloth. We've been working with them, and I hadn't had a chance to meet them either. So honestly, though, my favorite part's been meeting all the dogs. I've petted every single dog that's come past our booth here. So
Same. You're in the right alley. Well, David, I don't want to keep you any longer from selling fanny packs. So thanks for sharing the weekend with us. It's been super fun to meet you and meet everybody. But also thanks for joining us on the pod.
Thank you.
Cool. And hopefully we talk to you guys again soon.
Sure. Next year.
All right. We are here with interview number two. We're here with Levi, or Bedhead, depending on how you know him, from Nashville Pack. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here.
It's been a long weekend. I think talking more is maybe tough, but it'll be fun either way.
Yep.
So we got some fun questions about Nashville Pack, about Trail Days in general. But first, how is Trail Days going for you and the wonderful people there at your pack company?
Trail Days is going excellent. It's really nice to be in the Ripstop by the Roll booth. Being around other makers is kind of cool because you get people that are like psyched to see you. This is like our first year where like lots of people are like, oh, Nashville Pack, like that's super cool. And then on top of that, you get all these people that see all these different products, Almond's Right, Hightail Designs, everything that's behind us, and they get drawn in by one thing, and then they kind of turn the corner and they're like, oh, what is this? And so you get like a lot of just different types of people asking you questions about your stuff. It's really cool.
So you've been to Trail Days before, because that's how I met you last year. This is your first event as Nashville Pack, though?
Yes. Yeah, we've supported other booths in the past and brought our products for that, but that's been in a really limited scale. This is the first time where we've actually brought stock for sale and really had a lot to show off. So, yeah.
Anything stick out, like craziest thing that you've seen or funniest thing you've seen at the event so far?
Yeah, so I hike the AT, so I'm used to we'll call it AT stuff.
And so nothing sticks out anymore.
Yeah, it's all just normal. I mean, you get crazy outfits and just people put all kinds of stuff in their backpacks and make all kinds of interesting decisions that work great for them. There's a lot of fun stuff here.
All right, let's chat a bit about Nashville Pack then. For anyone that doesn't know, you need to go back and listen to episode like 7 that you guys were on. It was years ago.
It was early on.
But what is Nashville Pack? What do you do?
Yeah, so Well, up until this weekend, I would say that we make ultralight frameless backpacks, but that's not entirely true anymore. But what we focus on is we focus on comfort and accessibility while hiking. So we want to make it where if you don't want to take your backpack off, you don't have to. We want to give you a comfortable ride. And we love pockets, and we know a lot of people love pockets. And so we try and put pockets wherever we can to make things accessible so you don't have to whip open your backpack to do something.
Have you considered giving Grant the title Chief Pocket Officer by any chance?
Yeah, he's already got it.
Oh, I haven't read no email signatures in a while, I guess. So next question is about new products, which you've already teased.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we've got two new packs that we're adding to the product line. First one is a little baby cutaway. So the cutaway is our flagship 30 to 40 liter backpack. The bridge is a low 20s, mid 20 liter cutaway. So it's just a shrunk down cutaway with a couple of design changes, different shape bottom pocket, that kind of stuff, to make things a little bit easier to handle at a smaller scale. And then one that we're really, really excited about is we're releasing the Fretless this coming week, which is our first framed backpack. It's a single stay backpack with a floating hip belt, a very adjustable floating hip belt that we're really excited to get out on the market as well. So
yeah. I tried that pack on yesterday. I don't know. That feels like days ago. At some point this weekend, I wore that pack. And the thing that stuck out to me the most was your floating hip belt. Without, not that it's boring, but boring people and trying to like explain where components go, you know, on a podcast. I would say like the thing that stuck out most was how it pivoted. Like most often in a backpack, like your shoulders and hips are kind of in a line and you have to keep them that way. But with your hip belt, it's not a hip belt that takes all of the weight, but it's going to disperse it. But then you have full difference between like your shoulders and your hips entirely pivoting. How would you expound on that? And what did I say that you're like, I would probably say it this way so people can understand it better.
Yeah, sure. No, I think you did a good job of explaining it. Just starting from like square one, it's so you've got a single frame stay down the center of your back with a single connection point at the bottom, and that single connection point is your low transfer point on your belt, and then that allows the rest of your hips to move around that point. So your backpack's gonna do the fretless dance here. Your backpack is almost kind of balancing a little bit on that one point, and then. We will be including leashes for the wings of the backpack so it doesn't flip around on you when you take your backpack off.
I see. So it'd go from your shoulders to being like down by your knees if it just pivoted without the leash, right?
Oh, no. The belt might flip upside down on you. Oh. Like it gets twisted.
I see.
Yeah.
It's a great fact despite how discombobulated my thoughts are right now. What's a milestone that stuck out to you over the last year with Nashville Pack? Because you guys went from having two packs a year ago to now
four.
And
we've grown a lot. We saw a lot of demand, a lot more demand last summer than we could than we could produce for. And so one of the things that we geared up for this year was to be able to produce a higher quantity of backpacks. So a lot of it may not seem like it with two new backpacks coming out, but like a lot of the energy that we would normally put into designing, we've kind of put into redesigning our business. We moved into an actual shop. We have an actual bathroom.
The bucket.
Yeah. No, what,
is that like in the trophy cabinet or something?
No, it's still in Grant's basement. I don't think anyone's going to touch it at this point.
That's fair.
But yeah, we have air conditioning. That's cool. So there's been a lot of energy spent in just adjusting. You know, we've got a customer experience person now, John, who's excellent and a lifesaver. And so if you guys are talking to him or talking to us on social media, that's usually who's answering, and he's incredibly smart. Like, I can't say enough good things about John. He's so good.
Can confirm. I met him this week as well.
Yeah.
What's a fabric that you're loving these days?
So, you know, like, I have experience with a lot of fabrics, and there's a lot of cool fabrics out there, and so this is like one of those fabrics that I've worked with in the past, and I'm just, you know, I'm coming back to and kind of like re-experiencing that I'm kind of excited about working with is VX07, but soft. So they make a soft version of it where instead of having a film at the core of it, they have a PU coating. And so it gives it a little bit less structure. So it kind of feels like in between like a grid stop or a woven and their regular VX07 fabric. And actually, it lowers the weight a little bit.
Yeah.
And it tests better. It's stronger than the regular VX07.
Interesting. Yeah. So there's just a coating, but the like it still has a 150D poly backing.
Yeah.
With the
I think it might be a lighter poly backing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Whatever the regular poly backing is for VX07, and then a 70 denier face.
Yeah.
So with the X Ply.
That's super cool. This is why we talk to people like you, because I don't think I knew that that existed, if I'm totally honest, even though I'm on the X-Pack website weekly.
Yeah.
All right, so if these questions sound somewhat scripted, then they kind of are, because after Sunday or 3 days at Trail Days, there's no creativity left.
Yeah.
But so one of the coolest parts of being here is that you get to meet and see all the other companies that are in the industry that normally just exist on Instagram or on our websites for me that we get to see in person. What other companies are inspiring you right now, or maybe you think are inspiring the industry?
So we got Superior Wilderness Designs behind us. I always love Brandon's products. Like he's always got some interesting, like, from a maker's perspective. Mm-hmm. I got the opportunity to go up and meet him in his workshop in Michigan this past summer. And just, you know, some of the decisions that he makes on some of the ways that he makes things is really cool.
Let's see. What else have I missed? Is there a component piece that's sticking out to you right now?
A component piece that is sticking out to me
right now? That you got... is there one that you use on the frame pack that you hadn't thought about using for the cutaway or the bridge or the Tiempo or whatever, that you're like, oh man, I've never used this buckle before and I'm stoked to find a use for it?
So you will find a lot of adjustable slick clips on our hip belt. We use 8 of them. And that's something that we've not really had experience with in the past. And we just haven't been using the weight of webbing that you use. We use, like, for our 1-inch webbing, we use the seatbelt webbing usually. You got to use a little bit heavier nylon webbing or polyester webbing in that piece of hardware. So that's pretty cool. And I haven't looked too hard, but if there is a lower profile alternative to that, or a removable tensioner, 1-inch tensioner, like 100% down. So if there's like a 1-inch keeper tensioner or whatever, like, let me know.
Keep that in mind.
And I'll be browsing the catalogs from all the hardware companies. Yeah. So
3,000 pages of plastic.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So we have some fun AT Trail Days related questions to wrap this up. Airbnb or Tent City?
We did Airbnb this year. I brought my son.
What do you prefer?
At this point, I prefer an Airbnb. Yeah. Tent City's the time, but... I've had enough of those times, I think.
What is your favorite part of the AT?
Man, I love Maine. Maine is so hard and so remote and so beautiful compared to the rest of the AT. Like, yeah, if I went to go rehike a state, it would definitely be Maine. Yeah.
Favorite food truck you've eaten from so far this weekend? Have you eaten this weekend, actually?
I've eaten this weekend. The only food truck I've had was whatever that pizza one is.
Oh yeah,
I had it twice, and I didn't buy it either time.
Even better.
Yeah,
sounds like a great one.
Yeah.
Let's see. I just forgot the other question I was going to ask, so I'm going to make one up.
Can I ask you questions?
Oh sure.
Yeah. Have you seen anything here that you've not seen before coming here? From like the product end, did you like walk by a booth and be like, oh dang, what is that, and like stopped and looked?
Like, never seen it at all or never seen it in person?
Let's start with never seen it at all, and then we can ask, what did you see in person that you've never seen before that you were like stoked to see in person?
I think kind of linearly, especially now, because I'm going to start from the right side of
the aisle.
The Evolve Supply Co., the new bike bag, they had the magnetic zipper, like the Fidlock magnet zipper on that bag.
Yeah.
And I've been texting Matt about that for a while, so it was really cool to kind of play with that. And I got some of that from him, some like sample, got a couple feet, so I'm excited to check that out. They also had the X-Pack Duck Cotton.
Yeah. It's like X10?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That stuff was cool feeling, just so kind of traditional retro style.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. From Rab, so I'm trying to find a good layering system for my Alpha Direct hoodie.
Yeah.
And they have like a 87 gram rain jacket that has like full like 20,000 hydrostatic head.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, not just a pack. I have the Houdini, which I do love. Nothing bad to say about the Houdini, but it's not waterproof.
Yeah.
So I have an actual waterproof jacket that's that light and packs the size of baseball. I was stoked on. I had never seen that one before at all. So sure. I guess that answers that question.
Is that can you use that backpacking, or is that like more like running, biking?
I think you can.
Okay.
I mean, it has, it's a quarter zip. Like, so they cut off weight by just not doing the zipper all the way down. It has a hood, cuffs, but it's very, very light. I was stoked to see the new Z-Pax tent, the new Z-Pax zip.
Yeah.
The new Hyperlite one person. That was cool.
Yep.
We got to meet some of the guys over there. They were really nice. The Vargo stuff. So, so aside from backpacking and like the ultralight scene, the Vargo stuff, like the light, ultralight titanium, like the bottles they have, they released a carbon fiber scaled titanium knife.
Oh.
That thing was incredible. Those are the things that stick out.
Awesome. Great, man. Any of those that you would, well, yeah, like the Z-Pax and HMG tents, I'm sure you like had seen online, but seeing them in person was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen that video, like, hey, Mateo from Z-Pax. I've seen that on Instagram about 37 times in the last week.
Yeah.
But I was somewhat saving myself for trail days, you know, to get the real full experience in person.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Yeah. And then your pack.
Yes.
The I had heard about the framed one.
Yeah.
We've been
working on that for a couple of years, so
yeah.
I'm sure many of you have heard about that through the grapevine.
Yeah, small world.
Yeah.
And then this one isn't gonna be a real product, but we partnered with Enlightened Equipment to make Appalachian Trail like one of a kind jackets, torrids, and quilts. And there were two of those jackets hanging around and a couple quilts hanging around this week, and those are really, really cool. It was fun to see how much stoke there was around these things, because no one expected to see them, and we've never done them before.
Yeah, and it's a great pattern too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Justin.
Yes.
All right, everybody, I think we're gonna wrap this one up. It's been a really fun weekend. AT Trail Days is always a good time, made better by hanging out with these awesome companies. So thanks for bringing your crew down. It was really fun to meet everybody. You guys brought like six people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so rad. It was really fun to get to meet your whole crew.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me.